Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Let's go live to Filmo Mike in Oakland with this sports radio call. Hi, Filmo. What are you doing? You're on Willard and Dibs.
What's up, Mark?
What's
Mark
good?
G-Pool, what's up, baby? Oh, man, I'm chilling. What's up, Dibs? The We Believe conjures up so many memories, and I agree with you, Dibs, because the entertainment factor matters, and that's why, like, basketball, that's my favorite sport. Basketball, my favorite sport.
Nice. Curtis Blow. I like the reference.
But the blowouts is horrible for basketball. And, like, you know, you're in a playoff game, and, you know, but my point is the We Believe Warriors and some of them Jeff Garcia, Terrell Owens teams that didn't go nowhere, those are some of my favorite non-championship squads, and they were all about, you know, they were competing. And I loved it. All the characters, Monte Ellis, from having Jamison trading up for Nick Van Exel and getting Baron Davis, man, for Bimbo Coles. I love it.
See? That's so
characters.
Filmo, but so why do you not feel that way about this team?
About the current Warriors?
Yes.
Because for one thing, I love Kuminga, but Kuminga, he's from Chicago. I don't know if that translates. He's not as like goofy and funny as Embiid is from Cameroon. So, like, a lot of the players, I don't think that they – people like GP2, but, it's a weird vibe right now. Like, they're excited because of Steph, and Draymond adds a little bit of spiciness because you never know what the heck he's going to do. But for the most part, I'm not getting as much joy as I normally get from watching the Warriors, even on a national level. When they got good, I used to love watching the Warriors on a national level because I knew what Jim Barnett and Bob Fitzgerald knew. Like, we got a hell of a show right here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So when we got on the national level, even when we were weak and not that good and Steph was coming up, we were exciting. We were, like, new and fresh. We kind of stale and old right now.
Yep.
Unfortunately, I hate to say it. Kind of hurts me to say that, but it's the truth.
Well, I think that's a really good word, Filmo. Filmo, always good hearing from you, brother.
Stale.
Stale. It's a really unfortunate but accurate word.
And the vibe is kind of two vibes in one. Not quite two timelines, but you get excited for watching the youngsters, Kuminga, TJD, Pods and Moody, and it's exciting, but then there's the feeling like Steve Kerr doesn't love playing him, and there's also the feeling like you got the vets over here, and then you got the youngsters over here, and then you got Kevon and Wiggins just in the middle.
Right.
Kevon's out there helping old ladies cross the street, and Wiggins is just, I'm here, I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Or sometimes not.
Right.
Sometimes I'm not here.
So
I'm usually here.
Like the We Believe, it felt like that band of brothers, that group of renegades, they were all kind of cut from the same cloth. Harrington,
gosh.
Richardson, Stephen Jack,
yep.
And Baron Davis. There was a swagger, and there was an edge to it. And we've seen it now with the All the Smoke podcast. And there's, you know, it's no surprise that a lot of these guys have teamed up to do that sort of thing. But Matt Barnes, and you go up and down the roster, a lot of these dudes were the same kind of guy. And playing for Nelly, too, it seemed like it was a natural fit, you know?
It's really something that I think is relevant to this conversation. I'm really glad this came up. You're right. You can't remove from this that our perspective as fans, we were different people then. We were a bunch of people who'd never seen our team win.
Right.
That's who we were. So that team connected with us on a very, very deep level. Would it still? I doubt it. It's going to have to be a new group.
Right.
I don't think getting an 8 seed and upsetting a 1. For example, let's say the Warriors had beaten the Kings, and they had beaten the Pelicans, and then they took on the OKC Thunder, the big, bad 1 seed, and the Warriors took them down in 6 games. Would we be like, let's make documentaries? I can't believe this. They beat the Thunders. Like, no, we wouldn't have done that because we're different people. But this is so relevant. I don't know why I remember this. It was the second series. It was after they beat Dallas. Okay? They go to play Utah.
Right.
They had lost game one. They had lost game one. And so you knew game two was a must.
Right.
And because remember, our thinking in that moment was, well, they're going to do it again. Now they're going to beat the Jazz. We believe. And I think they started out a little slow in game two. I don't know what the score was. This is, you know, midway through the first quarter.
Yep.
Say that it's 14-6. I don't know. Something. Utah's got them a little bit. I was at work with a coworker who I'm not even in contact with anymore, but it's one of those random moments that is emblazoned in your mind. And they started moving, and they came down the court, and it was pow. And I think Jackson hit a 3. And then it was a defensive stop, and you came down the other end. And it was Harrington from the right wing, and he let it fly. And my coworker looks at me and goes, here we go. And that little 3-word sentence is what I'm talking about. Because here we go meant show's about to start.
Yeah.
This is what they do. They're going to go on a flurry. They're going to hit a bunch of threes. They're going to have action. And by the way, was it game two or was it game three, I think, that they actually won?
Game three they won.
Game three they won.
Game two they lost 127-117.
So they did not win.
Right.
They did not win. But in that moment, the thought was, okay, time to boogie. Show starts. We believe. And that's what that needs to be how the Warriors are thinking right now. Showtime. Not this sleepy, yawny, oh, I'll get out of the club and down to my seats when I feel like it. And the Warriors, Steve Kerr will go on 95.7 the game and start begging people to be in their seats.
Raymond Ritter will send us all emails
Good
and texts.
God. We're a part of this. We are complicit.
Yawn.
In what's going on?
Another playoff game. Boring. Yeah. Do I have to go, Dad?
Dad.
Totally.
I wasn't done with my Gottsburger yet. We'll get there. Like, we are totally complicit in this. We are a different people. And if I'm Joe Lacob, that's what worries me. Because right across the parking lot is a team that's been dealing with this for 4 years now. People are going, my God, you are boring as all hell. And just a little secret here. I don't think analytics told the Giants, you know what? I think Jorge Soler is going to lead to a championship. I don't think that's what the analytics said. I think the analytics said, strikes out a truckload, might hit 35 home runs.
And when he does, one of them might go 460.
Might not.
Yeah.
Might get hurt.
But his home runs are fun to watch. Good the dude Lord. Gets 2 cheeks into it.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Look what they did. They're like, let's get a center fielder from Korea whose name we can chant and is really exciting all-around ball player. And then let's get a guy with an earring and swag. And let's have some fun. The Giants,
show, yeah.
The Giants don't think they're going to win it all. They just want you to go to the game.
Yeah, and you get in the playoffs and who knows. In baseball especially.
Absolutely. By the way, it's a little bit more that now in basketball than we want to acknowledge.
Yes and no.
The days of Steph, Clay, and Dre walking into the room and being like, probably going to win a title, that's gone for sure. So, like, yes, now it's much more throw the paper towel up into the air and see which way the wind blows it. You've got to be good.
Right.
But you're not going to be the favorite.
67 of the 77 NBA champs have been the one or the two seed. And now this goes back, obviously, before you had eight playoff teams in each conference, but it does speak to that notion of you got to be good, you got to be really good to be a team that can win the chip. But you're right when you talk about the goals. Of course, the number one goal is always to win a championship. But below that, goal number two is probably put on a show. Be interesting. And I'll tell you this, if they have LeBron James as a Golden State Warrior, your son's wolfing down that Gottsberger to make sure he's there in time for powder time.
I do not disagree. I do feel he would feel the exact same way if it were Kevin Durant. I really do. And the only reason, I'm not going to argue at all the idea that the Durant thing has more glitz, glamour, or style than LeBron. LeBron is a bigger name. But I do think that the Kevin Durant thing is A, more realistic, and B, a better fit. I think the LeBron thing, his name is so big that none of us even want to acknowledge whether or not it'll fit. It might. They are incredibly smart basketball players. There's no one smarter.
Yeah.
If you had LeBron, Steph, and Draymond on the court at one time, literally, I think that might be the motto slogan I would tell Warriors PR to come up with. Hey, come to Chase Center and look at our basketball brains. They would be absolutely incredible. So would they figure it out? I'd bet on yes. But with Kevin Durant, I don't even have to wonder. I already know. I know I'm getting someone who will waltz in here and know exactly how to play basketball with these people day one.
But he didn't really play that way. You had to kind of change the way you played. And I don't know if that'd be the same thing with LeBron James because he doesn't do a lot of off-ball movement. I think if you brought in either one of those guys, you'd have to change your offense a little bit to accommodate them. KD, a lot of ISO ball, especially now as he's getting older. And I don't think that he was necessarily that interested in all of the pass and cut ball movement on the regular.
No, but he is a lot of that because that's what the Suns had him do. And he didn't like it.
Right.
He didn't like it at all. Updating, it is the 2-minute warning, and the 49ers are still down 4. but they have a first and 10. They are in the red zone, Dibs. Somehow they've taken a missed field goal by the Packers. They've got all their timeouts left, and they are moving down the field. No joke, I forgot that it went this late before they scored.
Well, then they trailed a lot longer than I remember, too.
I did not remember that this went down to the final minute of the game. This is incredibly nerve-wracking.
Let's just take a moment while we're revisiting this come-from-behind win, assuming that they do win. I don't want to put this one in the column just yet.
They're at the 15, first and 10. Go ahead.
Let's focus our attention on the offensive line and what a job they're doing giving Brock Purdy time and protecting Brock Purdy. We all want to skip ahead to the Super Bowl and the mistakes that cost him the game. This offensive line played their butts off in this game, especially in this last six-minute drive.
Swing pass to Christian McCaffrey that goes nowhere. It's second and 10, Dibs.
Yeah. Shanahan back to the play sheet.
Yeah, exactly. Purdy, 23 of 39, 252 yards and one touchdown.
Brandon Ayuk's eventual replacement on the field, Chris Conley.
Stop it.
They're going three wides here, Mark. They got Ayuk, Conley, and they got Juwan.
Yeah.
Purdy out of the pistol.
Yeah. Exactly. So, anyway.
Sets. Pressured.
Oh.
Rolls. Like Joe Buck. Scramble.
Yeah, this
Purdy.
Was the scramble down to the six.
Dive.
All right. So with that, I'm not going to argue any of, like, you come out with the point, like, the Warriors need to be the show. And so I'll agree with you. I think that they can get it done with either one of them. But I'm picking Durant for those two reasons. One, I do think it is actually more realistic that it could happen, number one. And number two, I think I know immediately that it fits better. And let me extend that point to another one, which is I think it more allows Steph to still be Steph, Kevin Durant, as opposed to LeBron James. I think that you run a very high risk with LeBron James of him coming in and sort of substituting what people want the Warriors to look like. You're already going to have a good complement of Warrior fans that just because his name is LeBron James, like, no, I don't want that player on my team. But then if he comes in like he has in every stop ever in his career, and immediately makes the whole organization about him, his style, his opinion, who he wants to sign, all of those things, I think you really run the risk of alienating the fan base, especially if it doesn't go well.
Well, the big piece of this, I think, would be he brings his son with him. So that would be dictation in and of itself. I don't think that LeBron would leave L.A. to go to a new situation unless he was able to live out his dream of playing with his son. So that would be, I would imagine, something that he dictates to whatever team he goes to. And this is all of us doing guesswork. And I wonder why you think it'd be easier to get Kevin Durant than it would LeBron. LeBron, who can, he can opt out and he can pick
He's
whatever destination he
out.
Wants.
Yes,
exactly.
But he wants $51 million.
We don't know that.
We know that.
We know that he probably wants a sum of money. I don't know. Why would you opt out of a $51 million deal to go get $51 million? Are you that unhappy in L.A.?
No, you got to keep your options open. If his priorities are Bronny, then you don't know who's going to draft Bronny. The Lakers say they're open to it. Great.
Right.
Are you going to do it? Are you going to do it?
Well, the only team that would draft Bronny is a team that wants LeBron. Because Bronny is not one of the 60 best basketball players eligible for the draft.
Correct. But especially once you get past the first 10 picks, quite frankly, in the NBA draft, I would argue most NBA GMs are like, who gives a rip? If I can draft someone and that means LeBron's on my team, we'll waste the pick. Fine. Sure, Bronny, whatever. What's your name? Nobody cares if it means you get LeBron. But the finances, LeBron opting out and joining the Warriors, Brian Windhorst.
LeBron's contract for next year for the Lakers, if he opts in, calls for $51 million.
Right.
If he opts out, he is looking for contracts in that range. The Warriors have nothing like that. These other teams, like whatever you want to get on the board, whether you want to say Team X, Team Y, remember, $50 million per year, multiple years, the Lakers can give him. The idea of LeBron going to play for another team for $10 million, mid-level exception, or in the case of a tax-paying team, $6 million. even if you're going to cook up some scheme on a sign and trade contract, the Lakers would have to approve of that. Before you enter fantasy land, don't forget about the salary. The salary is important. I know LeBron's made a lot of money. He wants to buy an NBA team. You don't buy an NBA team leaving $50 million on the table.
That's why I think Kevin Durant is more realistic. That's why.
Well, Kevin's making 49.8 and 53.3.
Right,
so.
But you're dealing with a trade that, as he said right there, the Lakers would need to approve, and I think that they are way less likely to do that than the Suns are because the Suns are up a creek. And
right.
The Suns need to reboot, and the Warriors probably have some assets that could help the Suns do that and then get Kevin Durant to a much happier place. Whether that's here or not, I have no idea. Both players, I think there's a high likelihood that either one of them would go, Warriors? No, I'm not doing that. Maybe. I don't know.
I think Kevin Durant is more likely to say that than LeBron because he's already been pilloried for championship chasing. He's the poster child for chasing a chip. So you're going to leave and go back to the place where you were assailed for chasing a championship?
Yeah, because now you're 35. It's different now.
It feels like tail between your legs more than LeBron, who's the king of the sport. He can go wherever he wants.
I don't think anybody's coming down KD's road at age 35, having been to two other teams since the Warriors, to come back and say it's championship chasing. How are you championship chasing if you go to the 10 seed? That's not championship.
Well, you're going
chasing.
Back to where you chased a championship.
That's just geography. That's an address.
I think the optics are bad for Kevin Durant to go there.
I find it harder to believe because of the way you laid out what LeBron would want to do. You're having him move his son up to Napa. And
prolific prep,
right? We're gonna
basketball academy.
We're gonna live there. Like, if the Lakers have already said, A, we're open to drafting Bronny. B, we've got multiple years we can give you at 50 plus million. C, you don't have to move your family. Your son, who's in high school right now, stay right where he is. All of those things can be offered by the Lakers. How do the Warriors compete with that? You think he's going to take the mid-level and move his family to Napa? I find that harder to believe.
He loves wine. We know that. he gave wine to his kids.
They do have wine in L.A. I find it easier to believe that Durant and Draymond get on the phone and have a kiss. I find that easier to believe.
I find that much harder to believe. Kevin Durant has already been through the Draymond experience, and now he's going to sign up for more. And not only are you signing up for more Draymond, you're signing up for angrier Draymond. You're signing up for Draymond who punches teammates and wounds opponents and gets suspended.
No.
This is the new Draymond. The old Draymond didn't do quite this much.
I don't think Kevin is afraid of Draymond punching him. I don't think that at all.
No, but you're signing up to play with a guy who may not be available because he can't control himself.
That's always been the case.
And for a head coach who he didn't necessarily love the first time around.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.